FMX Network production.
Pro Circuit Racing, based in Corona, California, and founded in 1978 by Mitch Payton, is known for two things: building high-quality horsepower and winning races. The name Pro Circuit is worldwide recognition that you have bought the best, and we strive to develop the very best products for your bike. From two strokes to four,
engine, porting, suspension, and our top-rated exhaust products,
we cover it all. Take a look at our roster of Levi Kitchen, Cameron McAdoo, Seth Hamaker, and Drew Adams. Visit ProCircuit.com for more information on all the services and products. Pro Circuit.
We race.
When you're away, I never think of you. Don't think I wanted to. I need to without you.
All right, Cameron McAdoo on the box. I thought you rode really well. Like, I think Levi and Hayden were just a little better, but you were good for everybody else. So you'll take it, I guess.
Yeah, honestly, like, the way Hayden and Levi rode tonight, like, I was probably the third best guy. Like, and I think us three were, I wouldn't say I was riding on their level tonight, but we were kind of on the other level than pretty much anyone else. A big thing was missing some lanes. Like, honestly, once it got a little bit techy, the lane before the finish line was a little
getting
bit
over, getting over it?
Getting over, and then actually in the sight lap of the third one, I went over it and I didn't clip it, but the pocket was like cut out and I endoed into like that banana one really bad. So that was like really eye opener for me. But the third man, I was able to execute more lanes. I spun off the start and I was like 12th in the first turn.
Both you and Levi worked your way up quick.
Which I'm going to blame that on him, because when we were walking down the tunnel, I said, you going to take your same gate? And he's like, yeah, I think so. And I was going to take my same gate, and then he switched his gate. He took my gate, I think, or something like that. I'm like, dude, we killed the start of the first couple times.
Like that.
He's squirrely, so, you know. But, yeah, like, it was a better night than last weekend. Right. Honestly, I've said it before, but I'm much happier with this third than I was my second in San Diego.
Okay.
Because I'm like, I was so much better. Like, my second in San Diego, I was like, I'm kind of a racer. I'm a gamer, so I gamed my way into that, but my riding was better this time.
Yeah.
Like, I wasn't holding on to it, you know?
Right.
Like, it was...
We know you were a late addition to the West, and then you hadn't been on a race for a long time due to injury. Do you feel like you're maybe getting a little better here as we get four rounds in? Like,
for sure.
Yeah.
And I've never really felt that way.
You come out house on fire, right?
Yeah. And but like, my bike was a bit different this year, and then I test. You know, you ride the test tracks, and like, you can make whatever work there. But it was good. Like, I thought it was better, the changes I made, and I kept trying to stick with it and just make little tweaks to it on the first three rounds. And then finally, I was like, I texted everyone on Sunday, and I was like, I want to ride tomorrow.
Yeah.
I rode Monday last week.
Yeah.
Like, literally went to the track Monday, and they were obviously super helpful and just down to give me some of the stuff that I am more familiar with in the past couple years. And yeah, I mean, we tested kind of all day Monday, and then at film Monday, I talked to Mitch and was like, hey, because, you know, he was obviously super unhappy with how last weekend went. I said, hey, would you like, you know, would you mind coming to the track with me tomorrow and just like working some sections? Like, not bike related, just me. You know, I mean, he's watched a lot of dirt bikes. So Tuesday, I had Mitch out there with me. We did some different stuff and some different turns, and like, what he felt like I was not doing well last weekend, and I think it translated. It was helpful this weekend. My bike was like helpful, and just going back to something I was familiar with. Like, first couple laps on the track, I was like, okay, I'm more back, you know. I still need to like find a bit of pace to be where I want to be. Like, I want to win. I plan to win. Like,
well, that's what you normally do. So
I think a lot of people like see me on the podium or see my interviews and stuff like that. Like, I can be stoked to be able to do this and love doing this and be grateful and all the things and still not be like super stoked to get third. So
I mean, you reached a level a couple years ago where now you need you gotta win, right?
Yeah,
you do.
I expect to win. I need to win.
Yeah.
But this was a step in the right direction. And it was a much better night than any of the first three races for the team, right?
Right.
Like, two bikes in the box is cool.
Yep. All right. Thanks, Kim.
Yep. Thank you.
Hunter Yoder, good starts with your teammate. Not quite as good as your teammate, but good starts, just like bowling out there. And yeah, you had a good solid night. I mean, these Triple Crowns, this track, so I thought the track was really cool to ride. Like, I think it'll be fun, but then it doesn't race good because you're all freight training. So with that in mind, top 10 overall.
Yeah. Yeah, I wanted fifth.
Okay.
We've shifted our sights.
Okay, yeah.
That's what we want.
Remember, like, the other team, you're like, I want top 10 overall.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, which, you're not wrong.
Yeah, and now we're, like, building and building.
I'm knocking for you.
Yeah.
Because you don't know. You don't know what I'm up to. So. And that's no diss.
This is cool. It's a cool story. I've talked about it on my show. Yeah.
Yeah, you've seen it. I've talked to you a lot over the years.
Yeah.
Like, you've seen the growth.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, for the people that have seen it, it's cool. And for the people that are new, I think, you know, I try to give them, like, the best backstory.
Yeah.
But to get a little bit off track, the track was crazy.
Yep.
I called it the triples at the Triple Crown because nothing was double.
Yeah, yeah.
Everything was
true,
triple.
Right? Yeah, yeah. Over the table.
The berms were insane. It was like a roller coaster. But yeah, I had a little tip over in the second one, which cost me, I think, probably for sure solid sixth place, mm-hmm. but possibly fifth as well. So I'm a little bit bummed on that. My start in first one was, I don't know how to sugarcoat it, dog shit.
Yeah. Did you degate? No. Did you almost degate?
I just started in dead
last. Okay, all right.
Yeah.
I thought there was a guy that went up and then,
I was what you call the trail sweep.
Yeah,
they make sure everyone gets through and then you go.
Yeah, then you go.
I was that guy, which in Supercross is never good.
Yeah.
So I got eighth in that one, and then I got seventh, I believe.
Okay.
So, the riding was really good.
Mm-hmm. The starts were pretty terrible.
Yeah.
And the fitness was really good. I feel like I was catching some dudes. There were some guys on some factory bikes that weren't passing me in that last one.
Yeah.
That got second last weekend. I'm not saying names, but you figure it out. So that's positives in my eyes to take away. And, you know, I stayed strong. I stayed in it. When I crashed, I stayed in it. When I started in the back, I stayed in it. So it's all positives.
Yeah.
I think last year, if I started in the back, I probably finished in 13th or 14th, but that's why we're looking for top fives now, because we've leveled up, and you know, there's some things we got to get out, some kinks that we got to get rid of, but if we sharpen all of our skill sets, and I think put them all together in one night, the result would be pretty good.
Look, this is just the start of the season. There's a lot more to go, but you're probably in a spot for the first time where you're actually feeling pressure, like you want to perform the team. And you have your expectations of top five or better. But you had a great amateur career, a pretty good amateur career, so that's pressure. I don't know. The point I'm getting at is, do you feel more pressure now? Like, you're now more, like, if you had a bad night, we'd say, oh, Yoder sucked. Where before, it'd be like, we just wouldn't even talk about you. So there's pressure on you now as becoming a guy. Do you notice that?
I'll hit you with this.
Okay.
And you've seen the trajectory over the years. Getting to ride for this team is a privilege.
Mm-hmm.
And the pressure that comes with it, I'm going to put that in quotations, pressure is a privilege.
Yeah.
I don't feel pressure. This is the best job in the world that you could ever have. You know, riding dirt bikes on Saturdays for a living is incredible.
Yeah.
Getting the opportunity that I have is incredible. And I don't feel pressure. I put a lot of pressure on myself, but, you know, like the gains I've made in the last couple months, like I felt more of the pressure was when I, you know, would get 14th.
Yeah, okay.
Like that's you know, you're on the chopping block there. Right now, like, you know, I was getting 14th last year. Like, you know, I was getting some top 10s. I finished top 10th in points.
Yeah.
But if you go and actually look at my results and you do a deep dive, the results were not that great. I would say I probably lucked into a top 10.
Mm-hmm.
And so pressure is like, it's just something that, I don't know, it doesn't really register, I guess, for me. Like, it's, I
again, I'm extremely happy to still be doing this. I'm extremely happy to be on what I think is arguably one of the best teams in the pits.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it's not a factory team, that don't mean nothing to me. I know what these guys put in for me, and I see it every day, and I think it's one of the best teams. And getting this opportunity is, like, again, it's anything I could ever wish for, and so I don't feel pressure. I'm going to go out there and do my best, and whatever my best is, is, you know, that's the result. That's just, if there's dudes better than me, then it is what it is.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go and do my best, and, you know, the pressure I put on myself is the most I feel, and, you know, I don't, none of the other stuff will really get to me.
All right, cool. Thanks, man.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, Ken Roskin, a good night, but a guy like you, you had the overall, and, dude, that third main was nuts. Like, Eli went first to third, third to first. You went up on the overall. You dropped back. It was a lot going on.
Yeah, yeah. First off, the scary part was the first lap over the finish line jump.
Oh, I didn't notice. Okay.
I think Cooper ran into somebody. I don't know if it was RJ or Justin Cooper. He shot off to the left, and I was on the left, and we jumped the finish line. He didn't, though. And, dude, I mean, if he would have, it was almost bad, really bad. So then I was fine. I'm like, I knew I had to be in front of Cooper since we were tied, and I had to be at least just right behind Hunter.
Yep.
So I'm like, okay, all good. I can make my way up front. And then I couldn't get by Jason. It kind of screwed me up, and I ended up messing up a rhythm. I would have to rewatch it exactly, but when you mess up the rhythm, there was no second option anywhere.
Yeah.
You were so out of sync.
Lose a ton of time. Yeah.
So then I dropped two positions. And then got chased back because he got stuffed or whatever. And then I was right behind Cooper, and I just couldn't make the pass. I tried all the way to the end, last couple laps again. And it's a tough pill to swallow just because it could have been my night with, you know, if things would have gone different. But that's racing. Like, I can't be too bummed. And but it would have been such a big point swing. Like, that's what makes me mad a little bit. But I'm only 12 behind still, and I'm just going to keep calm, and hopefully it'll pay off by the last race.
Looks like Jason did his thing, didn't know it was you, and then when you came up on him again, he was like, go.
I'm not blaming. It's just a shitty situation, you know what I mean? Like, we have a really good relationship and stuff.
He's aggressive, so he's done that to a lot of people, and it's just the way he kind of rides. It's not not great, but it is what makes him, right?
And honestly, like, that track, man, it was so... Other riders thought it was sketchy, too. It was so high speed, right? And then jumping off those bananas, like, I don't think any of us like.
Why do we have these bananas this year? What is going on with bananas?
I mean, they're fine, but not if you land in a five-footer.
Yeah.
Because you have to over-jump those to get a pop. And if you land perfect, you kind of, like, hammer through it, and then you almost, like, skim the top sometimes. Yeah. So it's just very sketchy. And then that tabletop, after the mechanics area, you would go single over the tabletop, but this tabletop in the back was so steep and from people landing, it was impossible to land on the downside. So you're literally slamming into the straightaway, hitting the triple, and then you can shoot right into the tough block. Yeah. So it was just very high speed, and then the ruts, they would start in the beginning of the turn, and they would go all the way to the takeoff. So if you're right behind somebody, like in main two when I was behind Justin Cooper, I didn't know where I was taking off. So you get off balance and everything, you know, so it was just tough. I'm glad to get out safe.
Yeah, it looked to me like you were, when you were before the incident with Jason, you were trying everything, outside at the finish, inside at the finish, right side whoops, left side of the whoops. You were trying to find somewhere to go.
This wasn't the easiest track to pass on, you know, by any means. And then everybody cut down sooner and sooner and sooner. So when once I started, I was more comfortable on the left side of the whoop.
Yep.
But then I'd go onto that turn, and the angle was just, fuck. It was tough. But dirt bikes are tough, you know. It is what it is, and I'm just glad to be safe. And
good job.
See you, Bob.
All right.
Later.
I'm not coming back this week, but I'll be back in a week.
Sounds good.
All right.
We'll see you then.
Next weekend.
And, it is what it is.
Yeah.
They're playing podium, though.
Yeah. The other night, you rode really well, but once this stuff happened to you, you lost your rhythm, and it was, like, hard to get it back.
All right. That's what I felt like watching it. Yeah.
Yeah, it was. And I tried again in the end, but Cooper is hard to pass anyway, and he goes fast, especially in the end. So it just wasn't enough.
Yep.
Unfortunate, but podium, you know, a couple of years ago, I was over the moon over the podium, so I want to keep my emotions in check.
It's also a crazy series. Eli started off so good, but now we got Hunter so close to winning. You're close to winning. We got a new winner tonight, Coop, and, like, Chase can win at any time. So, like, for us watching it, dude, I don't know, man. Like, it's crazy.
There's no certain thing you can say on who's going to win or who's doing what. It's just, it's all over the place.
Yeah.
that's what makes it fun, right?
Awesome.
And you know what's crazy too, that if you think about it, the last times were rather short and we do 3 16 lap mains, mm-hmm. that would have been almost one main back in the day. You know how crazy that is? It's just wild to think about.
No, you're right.
The triple crown nights are tough. Like and especially I don't know if it was just me, but I feel like the turnaround times were quicker now than it used to be. I mean, I was here after the podium, I was here for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And I look at the thing, and I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. Like, we have to go down right now.
I swear we had, I was telling Lewis, didn't we have a track work intermission at any point? Like, what happened to that? And I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know. It's tough. These nights are tough. I don't think from a racer standpoint anybody loves these types of events.
Yeah.
But then again, the fans love it, and they're part of it, right? Like, you got to deal with them.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, man.
Thank you.
All right. Levi Kitchen, look, you didn't win, and D's got the best of you. But, like, dude, the season you've been, I feel like you rode great. You got to be, are you relieved? Are you okay? Or are you, like, damn, I wanted to win?
No, I'm pretty relieved, honestly. Yeah. I mean, I want to win, obviously, but, like.
Just a guy like you, when you lead that many laps, you know what I mean? Like, in one of them, like, you don't like letting go of that. But.
No, that was definitely horrible, but that's kind of, dude, I don't know the last time I led laps.
Sure.
So that kind of tightened up a little bit when I got those lappers.
Yeah.
And like we were just talking before this interview, it's like, he was good at hitting the rhythm every single race, you know, every single
lap. Yeah, you had a couple laps doing on, off. And
yeah, and that's just where you can't do that. You can't afford to do that. So, it's all good. I mean, go back this week, just work on a couple things. I don't think there's a ton of things I need to fix. I think it's going to be, you know, certain tracks might be kind of, I don't know, different. Tonight was very close, and, like, if you did miss the rhythms, like I said, that was pretty much the deciding factor. So
everything was a triple, kind of.
Yeah, exactly. Those little banana things are different for sure. So I look forward to Glendale. It's always a really fast track. And my starts are a little bit better. So
starts were hit and miss tonight. Some really good ones and then some horrific ones.
Yeah, the last one was pretty horrific, but first and second one were pretty decent. Right. So,
How hard are you trying on the fake starts? Because that wasn't good either.
Yeah, I know, dude. I mean, to be honest, though, this week, when I tell you everything I've done for 4 years went out the window, Ken helped me and he goes, dude, like, we got to restart from ground. You know, I sat on the tank, literally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My head almost touches the fender is how I used to start. And it just doesn't work with this bike. And it's also never going to work on a 450 or any other bike because you can't dump the clutch. And that's what I used to do.
Yeah.
So he was just working with me, sitting more middle, working on feeding the clutch. And, you know, so for me, honestly, to get a couple decent starts, dude, I changed everything I've ever known. So I'm excited to just keep working on that and just getting it more consistent.
I was excited for the clutch lever change that you told me about a couple weeks ago, but that one didn't work either. But I was excited for that for you. But
yeah, that was we did the clutch, then wide open. I mean, I've probably tried just about everything in the book.
Right. A little bit of back and forth with your rival there. You moved over on him. He got you back for the whoops. Like, yeah, a little bit. Like,
yeah, I mean, I just wanted to run him wide, you know. And try to, I guess, get by him. I mean, that's what I'm trying to do. But, he outsmarted me. He got underneath me and then pushed me wide into the block. So, and then what happened? He stayed ahead of Cam, and Cam got me. So then, honestly, me and Cam were just battling, dude. And, like, he would get a rhythm, then I would miss one, and then I'd go to jump one behind him. He'd miss it, and then I would have to check up because I didn't want to hit him.
Yeah.
So it's kind of chaotic, but it was fun.
But for the season you're having, you'll take the second, and we'll go on. We're back on track. Like, that's...
Yeah, dude, I'll take a second at this point. Yeah. And then just try to keep building on that.
All right, cool. Thanks, man.
Yep, thanks.
Houston, Max Volin, great stars tonight. Led laps, fourth overall on the night. Pretty cool deal for you.
Yeah, it was a good night for me. Three amazing starts.
Yep.
So I'll take that. I got good starts all night, and that just boosted confidence a little bit, and got to ride up front, which was I haven't done that in a while either.
Yeah.
So
Reedy was telling me that was the first time you led laps, but I feel like you've led laps before.
Maybe rookie year outdoor at Paula but it's been a while since I've been literally in first leading laps. So maybe in Supercross that was probably my first time.
Yep.
Besides heat race. Definitely positives to take away from tonight. This class is tough, man. I feel like I rode some of my best riding ever, and these guys are just fast.
Yeah, it was one of those tracks, didn't make for great racing, because you had to nail, it's kind of a freight train, but then also, like, the over the table, had to get that, and then 3-3, and you didn't. I noticed the over the table thing gave you a little bit of trouble.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what really hurt me the most, honestly. Yeah. I felt good in my corners, and I was getting all the other rhythms, but just especially that last main, they had done some prep and kind of lowered the lip a little bit, and
the guys, when they passed me, they were going out to in. I was going in to out, and I was going into the rough side of the transition on the right side of the track. Yep. So that was costing me. I missed that rhythm probably 2-3 times, and honestly, that's just the little mistakes that happen when I'm riding up front, which is pushing my limit, you know? So that little stuff happens, but if I can lead for 4 laps, I'm going to try to lead for 5 next time. So
yeah, that was a good night for you overall, even though you didn't get on the podium. I felt like there was a moment where you checked up on McAdoo, and I was like, oh, he's going to get him back. It's the second or third. They all kind of blend together. But I was like, and it looked like you checked up when you could have maybe made it a little greasy. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, like, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I have no reason to be extremely dirty, I think it was the second main. I had closed back in on him a little bit, and it's just hard with the ruts. Like, you have to follow the berms to make the 3 in, so if you do make an aggressive pass and you don't make, you know, the connection, then they get the 3 in, you lose a bunch of time.
Sure,
so that was probably a little bit of the thought process through that scenario, and it was a tough track. It was a lot of big threes, and those banana obstacles are tough.
Yeah. Hey, listen, Deeks crushed it tonight, and it took a while for him to get you in that third one, right? Like, that had to feel pretty good. Like, he was great, and you had him covered for, 4 or 5 laps.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when I hole shotted to be able to run the pace and be able to hold him off and honestly run his speed by myself without any tow was pretty good. So, I mean, that's like a huge, huge step for me. And honestly, like, I feel like I'm just clawing away at it. Like, it's just inches. Yep. I've been slowly getting better since the first round, and I'm just still constantly building. And you know, I feel like this is what Chad told me, but I have to take those stepping stones. Yeah. I can't skip any.
Yeah.
So I am taking those stepping stones one at a time, and I'm just slowly getting better and better.
All right. We discussed the pant gate all week on some of our stupid shows. Daniel told us a little, like, it made more sense when Daniel told us about sliding back than your arms are there. But we're working on it. We're working on a solution, right?
Yeah.
You probably got yelled at, but I don't even care. Who cares? Stop worrying about everybody. And I'm a fly guy. So stop. Everybody needs to calm down. But, like, it was something, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it was. And we didn't just do pants. We tried a lot of stuff to help it with seat covers and suspension and, you know, moving my levers out so I'm not gripping so tight. Like,
yeah.
We're doing.
Yeah, yeah.
We changed a lot of stuff on the bike this week to try to eliminate the arm pump, and it worked. I had no arm pump.
Okay, yeah, nice. Yeah, we were yelling at Kellen, flaming Kellen for you saying that. So
yeah. Lewis gave me a little hook and bait, I can't lie. But also, at the same time, like, you know, you ruffle some feathers and stuff starts moving quick.
Things get fixed.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So we're fixed now. So, so sometimes it's what you got to do to solve problems.
Well, great job tonight, man. Really cool. Good for the team to lead laps and have the leader lights on. So good work, man.
Yeah, thank you.
Cool. All right, Malcolm Stewart, good third main for you, right where you kind of want you want to be. And not a bad night overall, the whole thing.
Yeah, no, I think we're turning the right way. I was a little worried going in for a triple crown.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, I felt like we turned in the right way. I just wanted to make sure that everything that I'm doing during the week with Dr. G, it's going the right way, and I feel like it was a positive. Yeah. So three hard triple crown. Anytime you got triple crown, it's gnarly out there. Track was gnarly. You know, I felt like you could have thrown a blanket over us, but you know, I had fun, and I'm just gonna try to take what I got and move forward and go to Arizona.
How bad is it for you? Are you riding during the week? Are you able to practice much?
No, I mean, when you have practice, we're just trying to loosen up.
Okay.
You know, we're not really pounding
moto.
Getting
better.
No, I mean, it right now we're doing more off the bike than we are on the bike, of course.
Yeah.
So again, Saturday night it matters. So that's why I said earlier I've been working with Dr. G literally 4 days, going in there Sunday and leaving Thursday. So that's the most important right now. And I felt today that it's starting to finally, you know, move forward.
Turn the corner.
Again, it's you know how it goes. I say that now, then I'm gonna wake up tomorrow morning and be like, dude, I don't know, I don't know, Steve, hold on, you have to take that out. But look, at the end of the day, we're having fun, we're moving forward, we're fighting. It's not where we want to be, but dude, honestly, for what a situation I'm at, I'm trending the right way.
All you guys are doing the exact same thing out there. Like, basically, if you could nail the rhythms, you could do everything else, which meant everybody was right close in front of you, behind you. It's a lot of, like, and there's a lot of laps, and there's a lot of pressure. I guess, to do that, right?
Yeah.
Lap in and lap out.
Yeah. So for me, I take that as a positive, right? Like, all that pressure, that, you know, fighting all the way to the end. Yeah, like, you know, it's, you're not up there fighting from first and second, but things can change so quickly. Yeah. So I just try to take all the positives. And again, the way I felt tonight, I'm moving the right direction.
Yeah. And then are you able to, how's your bike? Where are you at on the setup for your bike and everything?
I'm worried about me right now. We ain't worried about motorcycle right this very second. When I get back to 100%, then we'll worry about the motorcycle. Right. But so far, I'm holding the motorcycle up.
All right, cool. Thanks, Boogie.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.